This is Ariel Green, and you're listening to Spartancast for Hazelwood East High School. You can visit our website at spartancast.blogspot.com. Although Hazelwood East is undergoing many changes, one thing that will always stay the same is its sports. There are many different sports offered here at Hazelwood East. One of these sports that is making a dynamic change here at East is varsity girls basketball. The varsity girls basketball team currently has a record of 8-2, and they just accomplished a major victory by winning the Deschene tournament just last week. Coach Terry Creamer is currently the head coach of the varsity girls team, and he's here today to tell us more about the team and himself. Coach Creamer, how long have you been coaching girls basketball?
I believe I've been coaching for 11 years. I started off with the freshman program, and after 2 years moved up to the varsity program, and I've been coaching for ever since then.
When you were in high school, you participated in track and field. What made you decide to coach basketball?
I have played basketball and football and track and field. When I went to West Virginia University on a full track scholarship, so that kept me in track most of the time. When I came here, they had a position for girls basketball, and they couldn't fill it at the time, so I volunteered to fill it, and then I kind of learned a lot about the game as far as coaching girls and went from there.
What makes this year's team different from previous teams?
This year's team, we have a lot of talent. Previous teams, you know, you usually have 2-3 girls that are pretty talented and you fill in with the rest. This year, my whole squad is talented. And what my job will have to be is to take that talent and put them together so that they can be a great team.
As you know, your team is a very young team, meaning grade-wise. Do you see this as an advantage or disadvantage?
It's definitely an advantage because the girls can learn the system, and the returners from this year's squad already know the things that are expected of them and be able to play a lot better next year even.
How do you predict that this season will end? Is there a state championship somewhere in the future?
Oh, that's hard to predict if we can go to state as far as being champions, but I believe this year's team can win our districts, and so winning the districts will be in the state playoffs.
Who else besides yourself assists with coaching?
Coach Linwood Barnes is my assistant coach. He's been my assistant for the last 4 years.
Do you see yourself coaching any other sport in the future, and how long will you continue to coach girls basketball?
I don't think I'll coach any other sport in the future. Girls basketball, we practice in the summer, we play in the summer. It's 4 months out of the year that we have our season, so it takes a lot of time. So that'll probably be the only sport that I coach, and I'll just keep coaching until I can't do it anymore.
Thank you, Coach Creamer. For more information about varsity girls basketball or to speak with Coach Creamer, you can contact the school here at 953-5600. As seniors begin the start of their second semester, they are often feeling a lot of pressure from various people. This pressure can become so overbearing that they start to feel just a tad bit lazy. This tad bit laziness is known as senioritis. Senioritis is where you begin to feel lazy, don't want to do any work, and are just ready to graduate. You may begin to slack off in your classes, and your attendance at school may drop. Senioritis also affects how you think and feel. Straight A student Ashley Houston stated that, "I don't see the point of working hard anymore. I mean, if I could slack off all semester, get C's in all my classes, and still graduate, then what's the point of doing any work?" It's thoughts like these that bring seniors to their downfall. Senioritis starts developing at the beginning of second semester and can become fully developed by May. However, some ways to help seniors stay focused would be to remember that slacking off leads to nowhere. If seniors are feeling stressed and lazy, they should try to get involved in more activities at school or around their community. They can also seek advice or help from parents, teachers, or counselors. It would be best for seniors to really stay focused and remember that colleges still do look at your senior year. Senioritis is a deadly disease and should be treated as such. For more information, you may contact the counselors here at Hazelwood East at 953-5600. Thank you. Here at Hazelwood East, as well as other schools within the district, there are many different ways to help direct students on the right path. However, for those students who seem unable to follow the set guidelines, there are certain programs put into place in order to help them get back on track. Some behaviors or activities that these particular students participate in aren't worth out-of-school suspension. For those somewhat minor behaviors that these students engage in, they're rewarded with time spent in ISS or in-school suspension. Depending on the severity of the behavior determines how many days they will spend in ISS. Students in ISS come to school regularly at the regularly scheduled time, but when the bell rings, they have to report to the ISS room where they will spend all of their day. Work that they have in their classes is sent down to the ISS supervisor, who gives the work to the students. ISS students eat lunch together and have scheduled restroom breaks. Ms. Dean is the current ISS supervisor. She is here today to tell us more about her job. Ms. Dean, how long have you worked in ISS?
This is my third year.
What brought about the decision to become the ISS teacher?
They needed somebody to work in ISS, and I agreed.
Have you worked in any other department other than ISS?
Yes, it came from the math department.
Do you plan to continue to supervise students in ISS, or is there any other position that you would like to try?
I'm probably going to continue for the near future. I really don't have any other places that I want to go.
Some say that ISS is like jail. Do you agree with this stereotype?
Not really. It's not as bad as the kids let on, and they do come back and visit and things, so it's not so bad.
Who else besides yourself works in ISS?
Mr. Melton comes in and relieves me for my two bathroom breaks and my lunch break.
Do you find supervising students in ISS a tough job?
No.
This concludes our interview with Ms. Dean. For more information about ISS or Ms. Dean, please feel free to contact the school here at 953-5600.
Thank you.
Here at East, we also have staff members who have made the transition from one position to another. This new position is usually one of higher value and more responsibility. Principal Robert Thompson recently made this transition just last school year. Mr. Thompson started out teaching health/PE. After 3 years, he decided to make a change. He's here today to tell us more about this transition and his job. Mr. Thompson, what made you decide to become an administrator?
I moved into the field of administration because it afforded me an opportunity to help kids in a different way and see the picture of education over the broad spectrum of an entire building rather than just in my classroom alone. And that presented to me a lot of ideals that I thought I could impact in a positive way.
What advantages or disadvantages has this new position brought upon you and your family?
Well, I think the advantages it affords me, as I said, to operate from the total vision of the building itself, working down from our building principal and having the opportunity to be a part of programs and how those programs are implemented to help the students here at East are certainly one of the advantages that I look forward to on a daily basis. The disadvantages is that it brings about a greater responsibility ultimately that we have as administrators in the building, and that certainly also takes away from some time that I would normally have with my family that I do now spend here after school, visiting with parents, visiting with students, and certainly visiting with our staff here in the building.
What are some of your new responsibilities?
Well, currently, I'm the assistant principal in charge of a parking lot, which seems to be a pretty hot item around here, especially amongst our seniors. Everybody's wanting a parking permit. I'm also in charge of safety and security, which basically encompasses all of our safety drills that we'll go through throughout the course of the year, as well as just overall general safety concerns that we have in the building. And I'm also in charge of the physical plant, which, as you know, Ariel, we've just built a brand new science and math addition with 20 new classrooms, as well as a total renovation of our third floor. So we've had a lot of exciting changes for the better, especially when it comes to the physical plant. But those are just some of my new duties that I've absorbed, along with obviously the discipline that I have for my category of students in the alphabet.
Would you ever consider going back to just teaching?
You know, at this time, I have not considered moving backwards in terms of moving back to the classroom, although that's not because I didn't enjoy my time there. It's that I have found this new challenging job to be something that I look forward to doing and forward to be part of. So I haven't thought of taking that step back to the classroom, no ma'am.
While you were teaching PE/health, did you ever want to teach anything else?
Well, I taught my first year. You know, I taught for 9 years before coming to Hazelwood East. I've taught everything from general science. I've taught biology. I've taught in an alternative school setting, which you'll find that you teach many different subjects. So there's really not a lot in terms of teaching in the classroom. Probably math was the one thing that I tried to steer clear from, but no, there was nothing else that I really wanted to teach that I didn't have an opportunity to get a chance to teach in the classroom.
Do you feel that the students have adjusted to your new position as well as you?
Well, I feel very comfortable in how well I've adjusted. You know, there's certainly a lot of new information to learn that I was exposed to last year, as I said, about the building and being a part of the administration that has to handle the adjustment for our staff from the old building to the new building. But that was to be expected. I knew there was going to be a lot to learn, I think. Working with our experienced administrators here in the building that we have at that time helped tremendously to make my transitions more smoothly. You know, in terms of the students, I hope that they have felt as good about my transition moving from the classroom to the administration aspect of the building. But, it's a situation where I think everybody was, both myself and the students, we were kind of feeling our way through as I would meet each student for the first time.
How long do you plan to remain an administrator here at East?
Well, as long as they'll have me, I guess. I enjoy my time here. My time in the classroom here with our students, I enjoyed incredibly. You know, it's a different aspect that I have now. I deal with different kids now, but I still enjoy my job tremendously. And, you know, I every year, you know, I don't think you ever look to move. So, you know, I'm looking to stay put as long as they'll have me around.
Well, I thank you for your time. And to speak more with Mr. Thompson, you can feel free to call the school here at 953-5600.
Thank you for listening to SpartanCast here at Hazelwood East. You can visit our website at www.spartancast.blogspot.com.